You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, soul sister. Welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. Welcome back to the program. So happy to have you here. And I hope you are sipping on life today. And thank you for stopping in, tuning in, listening, and allowing me to sip on life with you and to speak into your heart and soul. Because today, this is huge. Episode 17, this is huge. I have this question for you, and it goes deep. Do you feel whole? The whole truth. That's the little subtitle there. Do you feel whole? The whole truth. So this takes me back to my soul story for today. It happened this weekend. I helped my daughter move into her new place. And long story short, because there were so many things that happened this weekend that literally I could have probably done about 5 or 6 podcast episodes simply from all these different lessons that I was learning along the way. But this is a really big one. So we basically show up on Friday night to move her. And I say we, meaning her and I, we met at the U-Haul. And 1 minute before we're starting to move, or we're thinking that we're going to start to move, we find out that the movers are not coming. Her movers did not show. She had booked them through the U-Haul website when she made the reservation. And apparently U-Haul told us that, oh yeah, that's separate. That has nothing to do with us. And if you look in the small print, it says on there that you must confirm it separately. Outside of the reservation that you just booked, you have to confirm it separately with the company in order for them to know that it's a deal. It's a date. It's on. We're on for moving. So she took responsibility for that, but the reality was we had no movers, and we're getting ready to move her. And she looked at me, I looked at her, and she kind of had this look of almost panic in her eye, and I looked at her and I said, don't worry, honey, we got this. I said, we'll figure it out. We've got this, we'll figure it out. And I didn't know how we were going to figure it out, but I did know this. I knew that I know how to move, I can lift heavy things, and we can do things. We can figure a way out. There's no need to freak out when you can figure it out. So I said, worst case scenario, if we have to go, because we live near a college campus, I said, if we have to go to a local bar Friday night, if you need to find young men with muscle, probably at the local bar, I said, we'll go, we'll pay them cash and say, hey, come and help us move. So I knew that no matter what, we were moving her that night, we would figure it out. So as we proceed, we go back to her place, her new place, or her old place, getting ready to move, and she has a couple friends that are there. In fact, a friend and his dad. They're like, no problem, we'll help you move the heavy stuff. I said, she's got 3 pieces, heavy pieces. If we can get those, her and I can do the rest. No problem, we did it. And as we were leaving to go to her new place, another friend shows up. So we got it handled. I mean, it worked out completely. But the whole experience, I will tell you, was such a lesson in no matter what happens in life, there is a way to figure it out. No matter what problem arises, there is a solution. And think about this. Look at the word solution. See it right now in your mind's eye. S-O-L. You know, we can redefine S-O-L. And we can say, you know what? This situation may look dire right now, but there is a solution. When the situation looks the worst, it's the beginning of a solution. If we stay in the boat and we keep a positive attitude, and even if you lose it for a moment and just like freak out, that's okay. Take whatever time you need, but then realize, I got to figure this out. And I knew it. I was like, we got a job to do. If it's you and I only, we will do this. We're getting it done. So we got it done. We didn't freak out. We stayed in the boat. We found a way. We got it done. But also, I will tell you, since my parents' accident, and for those of you who are new to the podcast, maybe didn't hear episode 2 where I talked a little bit more and shared a lot more about my story. My parents were killed tragically and suddenly in a car accident last year. Both my parents, They were 70 and 71, very young, healthy, on their way home from church, literally left church a minute later, they're killed instantly. And, you know, obviously in that moment, life has never been the same for me. But I will tell you, they are still present with me on a deep spiritual soul level. I can't even explain it. But in this process of moving, I've never moved without my parents being there to help me move. I mean, my parents have always helped me move, and they would have been here to help my daughter move as well. I mean, absolutely. There isn't anything that my parents couldn't do, especially my dad. Like, I mean, there wasn't anything this man couldn't do. And he could pack a truck like no one's business. I mean, I watched him pack me many times when we were moving. I was like, there is no way all this stuff is going in that truck. And he found a way. He was like the Tetris King, you know? And so as I'm packing and loading the truck, I'm doing the same thing. I felt like I was channeling my dad. I was like, oh my gosh. And I just kept feeling this feeling of, you can do it. And I would hear their voice in my heart saying, you can do it, honey. Like, we can do this. And so as we went through the process, got her moved in, I knew that I could rely on my physical strength as well. I gotta say, ladies, if you're waiting for a man to come and save you, if you're waiting for someone else to be your strength, it is time for you to strengthen up. It is time for you to put the strength that you have in motion and begin to build upon it, build with it, build on it. Because about 6 months ago, I started lifting weights pretty heavily, and I've always been active. I'm a runner. I teach, you know, fitness classes, not currently teaching fitness classes, but have since like 1985. So I've been doing it a long time. I'm a boxer, love, love, love boxing. I train hard, but I hadn't really been lifting as much in the last couple of years. So about 6 months ago, I started lifting again. And, you know, every day, obviously not the same body part every day, but I'm lifting every day. And let me tell you, I knew that no matter what, I had what it would take to physically lift and move heavy things. So if you're waiting for somebody else to be your strength or to save you, like, figure it out. Save yourself. Train for your own, you know, your own big win. Train for your own big, I don't even know what you would call it, but you know, that moment where you're like, yeah, today's the day I'm going to be the answer to the solution or the answer to the problem, that you are going to be the solution to what it is that you're seeking. And that, my dear, is what I want you to think about and remember today, be reminded of this, that you are the solution that you are seeking. Is that possible? And I would say it's not only possible, it's probable. I've seen it in my own life. The next time you have a problem, it doesn't mean you have to do it all by yourself, but it does mean that, you know what? You can rely on the strength that you have got. And even in those moments where you're like, I don't have the strength, maybe that's you right now and you feel like, I don't have the strength right now, know that it's available to you. It's just whether or not you're going to start the process of accessing it. So the next day, after we move her in, we were celebrating that. We were like, this was great. You know, we just were like, felt so accomplished. The next day we decide we're going to paint her room. And, you know, it was this really nasty brown color. We're like, we're going to paint this room. So we painted it creamy white. It was beautiful. Got it done. But that process too, that whole project ended up taking twice as long because it ended up taking two cans of paint instead of one. But it was just like, hey, this is what we're going to do. This is the desire. We saw the end result that we wanted when we started. We said, this is our desire. We're getting this room painted. We're getting it done. She's like, are you up for it? I'm like, yeah, let's get her done. We got it done. And in the process of painting, I love painting because it's so metaphorical to life, I think, you know, because the bottom line is if you don't quit, you'll finish. I mean, if you do not quit, if you do not stop, eventually you'll get the room painted. You'll get the goal accomplished. You'll get the result you're looking for. So we're doing that and we're rocking it and it's awesome. And while I'm painting, all of a sudden I have this incredible, most profound feeling come over me. And it was this feeling of feeling so adequate, you know, more than enough feeling, like so significantly substantial. Like I could use all these words to describe it, but basically in that moment, it was like this feeling of like, I'm here. And And instantly out of nowhere, like this feeling comes, and but this is the explanation I got in my heart. I feel so whole. That is what I heard from deep within my soul. I heard, I feel so whole. And I'm like, yes, exactly. Yes, that is how I felt. That is how I feel. Feel so whole. And I got to tell you, I've never quite felt what I felt in that moment before. Now, have I felt whole? Yeah, absolutely. But to be able to say those words and have that definition, that explanation of the feeling right in the moment, it was monumental for me. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh my goodness, I feel so whole. And I said to my daughter, you know, I told her what I was feeling. I said, oh my gosh, like I feel so whole. And she's like, Mom, that's awesome. I said, you know, for so many years, I felt broken. I felt like something was missing. Have you ever felt that way? Either you feel broken, you feel like you're not enough, you feel like something's missing. And it was interesting because we were both like, you know, even though we were missing my parents so much, I mean, this whole experience of moving, we were missing them so much. Even though we were missing them, we didn't feel like we were missing something. You know what I'm talking about? And then this feeling of like, if you've ever had this feeling of like somehow you feel like you should be somewhere else, or, you know, you're not present. Like you feel like when you're here, you feel like you should be there. You're there. You feel like you should be here. Like never fully being in the moment of now. I know I'm not the only one that's ever felt that way. And I felt like that for years. And I said to her, I was like, honey, it feels so great to be right here, right now, in this moment in time, and to not feel like I need anything, and to not even feel like I want anything in this moment. Like I am fully present and I am fully whole. There is nothing like it, my dear. And I was so overcome with this emotion and this feeling, this knowing. And I realized like our wholeness, it's there. It's been there. I was whole prior to having this moment of aha, like I am so whole. I was there, but I wasn't fully accessing the recognition of it. Because that's how you access it, my dear, is recognizing and acknowledging your wholeness. Do you feel whole? Today's the day to recognize and acknowledge and receive your wholeness. You are not missing something. You are not broken. You do not need to be fixed. You need to be found. You need to be discovered. That is my desire for you today. Please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage, because today's soul step, your sacred soul step for today, is to sit down and write this out. I am so whole. I am so whole. I feel so whole. And then ask yourself, am I willing to recognize my wholeness? Are you willing, my dear, to recognize your wholeness today? I sure hope this helps you. Tap into the strength that is you. Tap into this wholeness, this complete wholeness that is in you, that is your heart and your soul, and watch what happens in your life. You know, I would love to hear from you. Come on over to womensippingonlife.com. Would love to hear from you. Would love to know how this whole journey, this adventure is going for you, and how I can best support you in sipping with you on your life. Because yes, we have to do it for ourselves, but we do not have to do it all by ourselves. Thank you again for being here. I love you. I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, Go to womensippingonlife.com today.